In a market where homes are still selling in 5 days on average, a quiet but real shift is giving buyers negotiating power they haven't seen in years.
Let's start with the headline number. 184 sales closed in Greater Boston this week at an average price of $1.30 million and $451 per square foot. 5 days on market, that's the average DOM, which tells you demand is still very much alive.
5 days is almost nothing. So when we talk about buyer leverage this week, are we really seeing softening, or is that just a story we're telling?
It's town-specific, and that's the critical nuance. The aggregate looks tight, but underneath it, 10 greater Boston towns are showing meaningful cracks in seller pricing power. We're talking $20,000 to $60,000 in negotiable room, depending on where you're shopping.
Walk me through some of the towns where that's most pronounced.
Braintree leads the South Shore with 24% of active listings, having seen at least one price reduction. That's the highest rate on that side of the city. And Burlington has 22% of listings reduced since April alone, driven by softening office adjacent demand.
So remote work normalization is still reshaping specific submarkets, even now in summer 2026?
Exactly, Ray. Tewksbury in the Route 495 corridor is another example of that same dynamic cooling off. Meanwhile, Waltham hit an affordability ceiling. Median list price dropped $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak.
$42,000 is a real number for buyers who've been priced out. What about closer in, places like Medford or Malden?
Medford is interesting because it's behavioral, not just statistical. Sellers are routinely accepting 2 to 3% under ask now versus over ask just 18 months ago. Malden is supply driven. Out-of-state investors exiting is creating unusual inventory at below peak prices.
That investor exit story in Malden, is that a one-time flush or does it have legs?
Hard to say definitively, but the window it creates is real right now. The same logic applies to Quincy, where condo inventory is at a five-year high. The glut is suppressing buyer urgency and giving people more negotiating room even on single-family homes.
What about buyers who are working with tighter budgets? Is there anything in this data for them specifically?
Stoughton is the standout there. Under 600K homes are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, and it's being called a genuine first-timer moment. Woburn is also worth flagging. Average price cuts of $28,000 as sellers who overpriced in Q1 finally adjust.
So Woburn and Framingham are both in that overpriced in Q1, now correcting camp?
Framingham especially. 47-day average DOM and 19% of listings with at least one reduction as of May. That's a seller population that tested the ceiling and is now coming back to earth.
Given all of this, how do you square the five-day DOM at the metro level with these pockets of real softness?
The aggregate masked the divergence. Well-priced homes in strong locations are still flying, but overpriced listings in these 10 towns are sitting, and sellers know it. That's exactly the kind of two-speed market where a prepared buyer with a clear number can win.
So the opportunity is less about the market broadly and more about identifying which sellers have already blinked.
That's the whole game right now. Price-reduced listings in Braintree, Burlington, Framingham, and Woburn are your clearest signals. Those sellers have already shown their hand.
Before you tour anything next week, pull the price history on every listing. If it's been reduced even once in towns like Braintree, Woburn, or Framingham, you have a negotiating opening that didn't exist a year ago.